Chairman Shelby, Vice Chairman Durbin, distinguished members of the committee, I appreciate the opportunity to testify on the posture of your Marine Corps and our priorities for the future. I'll start by echoing Secretary Modley and Admiral Gilday's thanks for the timely funding as well as your enduring commitment to Marines, sailors, and their families through efforts like last year when the hurricane recovery, which you responded, helped us through all the way through the revisions to the private public venture housing program. Your bipartisan support, critical to ensure that we continue to prioritize people, as the CNO mentioned, as our greatest resource. Thanks to predictable funding over the past few years, the Marine Corps has made significant progress restoring both availability and readiness. We're now at an inflection point. We have to pivot now toward modernization while sustaining the readiness that this committee has resourced. This pivot cannot wait, in my opinion, until next year or the following. We must move now or risk overmatch in the future by an adversary. And that is a risk we will not take. As the National Defense Strategy directs, and as Secretary Modley recently emphasized in his first vector to all hands, we must pursue urgent change at a significant scale. Marines have always sensed when it's time to move out smartly. We don't hesitate. And this is that time. Realizing the bold direction of our strategic guidance requires acknowledging fundamental change in the operating environment and how we must organize, train, and equip the force. I believe most leaders recognize that significant changes are required, yet the scope and pace of necessary change is seemingly at odds with some historical resource allocations and some of our major acquisition programs, which predate the National Defense Strategy. This budget submission marks the beginning of a focused effort to better align resources that you provide with our strategic objectives. Our future budget submissions will build on these investment decisions with informed recommendations for force design, modifications, and adjustments to our programs of record. Together, in partnership with my teammate, Admiral Gilday, and under the direction of Secretary Modley, we are committed to delivering the integrated naval and fleet Marine forces our nation requires. As always, I welcome the opportunity to discuss our findings along the way and keep you and your staffs informed as we progress. We will be frugal with the resources we are given. We will ask for no more than we need. With Congress's commitment and support, we will ensure that your Marines continue to have every advantage when we send them into harm's way. I look forward to your questions, sir.